January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Season must have Cleveland GM John Hart wondering, oh, what might have been? Phillies insiders say Schilling might well have been sent to the Indians had Hart been willing to give up the one player Phillies GM Lee Thomas truly coveted, Jared Wright. But Hart was unwilling to part with his young hurler as part of a package that would have also included outfielder Brian Giles and a couple of minor league prospects.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to the President of the United States right now and try to pin him down on all this stuff. We're going to try and make him... what we're doing.
Yes.
So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome live via satellite from the White House, President Bill Clinton. This is very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey everybody.
All right. Welcome, Mr. President.
Yeehaw, Conan. Yeehaw.
All right. Well, I gotta say, you seem in really good spirits.
Yeah, check this one out.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Be Nostalgic.
Yay! Oh, damn. That means we were visited by a ghost. And it knocked over one of our paintings on the wall. Yes. Oh, no! That's a weird segment of our show where a ghost, like, interferes. So, if you listen to the thing, we watched...
Good Burger.
Good Burger. Oh, and I guess I should introduce you to my co-host, Ed.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
May I take your order? I said, may I take your order instead of can I take your order?
Yeah.
I always thought it was that way. Mm-hmm. So obviously we watched Good Burger. Mm-hmm. And although I've watched it in the, you know, the segments on all that on Nickelodeon, mm-hmm. I never actually watched the full movie. Mm-hmm. That was Andrew. Andrew watched the full movie and can quote it verbatim.
We're pretty close to it. Yeah,
no, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like this movie. How did you like it viewing it as an adult for the first time? Because I feel like...
First time I saw it, it was like, oh, it's so cute that Andrew knows all these lines. It's funny. And then I was singing the song again. I'm a dude, she's a dude, she's a dude, we're all dudes.
Yeah, I'm a dude. He's a dude.
She's a dude. We're all dudes. I love it. It's very catchy. And then it was like, oh, nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it like made me happy. It's just everything's so messed up right now.
Yeah.
And it's just that happy place that I liked visiting.
Yeah. And I mean, watching it as an adult has different implications in the movie than watching it as a kid.
I know. Like, I have a bunch of theories.
Nice.
So many theories. So many. Mm-hmm. So I will do my brief synopsis. Do 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 do. All right. Ed is a burger. Wait. Nope. I gotta think. I didn't even write this down. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna make it up off the top of my head. I'm thinking two guys foil a plan with involving burgers.
Yeah.
That's it. That was it.
That's fair.
I mean, it was pretty, like right to the mm-hmm. core of it. But I, my theory, which I was going to put into that, was that Ed is a time traveler.
Okay.
And he knew what was going to happen, but then he forgot that he's from the future. So all of that manifested in a scary nightmare that he had in the beginning of the movie.
Ah, yes.
The nightmare was that the burgers come to life and attack him.
Yeah, they send him down to hell.
Yep. And so, hell is symbolic of the insane asylum that they're trapped in.
Hmm. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah, that's just one of many, many theories.
Yeah.
Also, that Ed is secretly an idiot savant.
Yeah, he's got a few moments of actual clarity, intelligence. Yeah. Which, you know, I think is always an interesting thing because it's kind of a trope they have where a dumb character will be smart for like a minute or two.
Yeah, it's like because of him and Kenan and Kel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were on that show, all that. They have that dynamic of the skinny, goofy guy and the fat, kind of smart guy.
Yeah.
And like, what's that?
It's Skinny Mantel, then. Laurel and Hardy is one. But it is a, like, I can only name Laurel and Hardy, but I do know that it is a recurring, like, duo.
Yeah, that's like a recurring theme in a lot of, like, buddy comedies. Oh, look, Tommy Boy and all those movies that David Spade and Chris Farley were in.
Yeah.
But in that case, the skinny one was the smart one,
yeah.
And the fat one was the dumb one.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they do have that duo comedy. And obviously they worked together a lot on Nickelodeon, which was kind of their spring point. Kenan kind of found his bliss, like, as a kid doing sketch comedy, and now he's on SNL still
doing sketch comedy. Yeah, he was meant to do sketch comedy. I feel like that... His dream probably was to go on Saturday Night Live, and that's why he's still there.
Yeah. And Kel is still acting. He does music and stuff. So.
And he's producing.
And he produces. So they both, a lot of people in this movie actually were either successful before the movie. Abe Vigoda.
Yep. Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra, who was a cameo in so many movies during the 90s mm-hmm. and like early 2000s. And then you have Linda Cardellini.
Yep.
In it. She kind of stuck up on me. I didn't realize she was in it.
Yeah, no. She's Hawkeye's wife.
Yes.
In the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Weir mm-hmm. from Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
Yes. Lindsay Weir. She's the crazy girl who said that little space aliens went inside her head.
And told her to free the kangaroos at the zoo. And they locked her in the insane asylum for sneaking in the zoo and freeing the kangaroos.
Which is weird that they still have a place like that. And it was definitely a copy of the one from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now Ratchet.
Yeah. With even with the weird nurse. But that's actually part of it, is that this movie is almost an indictment of the 80s, like, policies and stuff, like capitalism and this big corporation coming in and ignoring regulations to get ahead.
Oh.
And then you also have these mental institutions that were mistreating people that got closed down in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I know some of those words.
I know some of these words. Oh, I use it all the time.
So, and I think it's also like kind of like taking a jab at all the old tropes of, oh, he has to get with the hot girl in it.
Yeah.
Because in this one, they were trying to get him to fall in love with Carmen Electra. Yeah. If it was any other kind of movie, she would have kind of either joined him or he would have joined her.
Right.
But he was totally oblivious to her, and he was like, why are you, I guess, because I'm really nice, so I'll just hang out with you, but my friend has to be with us at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. He's like, they're like, oh, we're going to go for a walk, Keenan and Monique. And
what I'm supposed to do.
She's in the Carmen Electra, Roxanne in the movie. Roxanne, hello. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
What am I supposed to do?
Because clearly he's the better one in this situation. Yeah. And in his eyes, like, he's forced to be around her. And like, out of,
yeah, I mean,
obligation, I guess.
I wish I had looked it up, but I do know in like one of the skits in the show, All That, he does fantasize about marrying
Orange Soda, right?
No. That's Kel from Keenan and Kel.
Oh, right, right.
And fantasizes about marrying, I think it's like one of the singers who's like a guest on the show.
Oh.
And in the skit, and he uses a onion ring as an engagement ring.
He stole that from Homer Simpson.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, the writers aren't super original. I mean, they have, you know, some of the same skits as Lucia Ball and
I mean, like, it's all right. I'm just joking.
Yeah, but that was my big takeaway as watching as an adult was the capitalism and the regulations thing.
Oh,
that was kind of a bigger message than I think the movie warranted, but it was in there. I do have to point out that someone dies off screen in this movie.
Yeah, actually, even the repercussions of it can cause death, probably. If somebody consumed a lot of those burgers, Mondo burgers, with all that poison in it.
So the Mondo burgers, they say the food additive is
Shark poison. Oh, what?
No, the shark poison is a different thing.
Oh.
No, the shark poison is a completely different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they're using triamphenol.
Oh, right, right, right.
To make the burgers bigger. They put shark poison specifically to harm people.
Oh,
in their sauce.
Oh, yeah. No one ate that, thank God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And no one ate that sauce.
Because Kel knocked over that old lady.
Yeah, he tackled her.
Ed.
Yeah. Ed tackled her. He's like, I tackled the old lady. And
awesome.
The manager's like, can someone tell me why that's a good thing? No, but I'm talking about at the asylum off screen.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's Sydney.
Yeah.
The deranged psychopath that Ed frees goes off and murders Sydney.
Yeah. Oh, dear God, he's
Oh, goodness gracious, he's killing Sydney! That's it,
yeah. And that is... He is actually credited as Big Scary Man.
And he, like, kind of, like, grunts and...
Yeah. Kind of like Spatch, who works in the back.
Oh, yeah, 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 that guy. Burgers. And he eats a fly at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you have to... The manager has... Who is the manager hiring these people?
Yes.
I guess he kind of like was okay with like Monique seems, you know, she's the only one who seems to be all there.
Yeah, they all kind of have weird quirks. One of them is a vegetarian.
And oh, that's, yeah. And that's why is she even there?
Yeah, it's funny because she works in a fast food place. Josh is, I forget what his actual character's name, but Josh Fizz.
Fizz, he a dum-dum.
Yeah, he's the drive-thru guy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really interact with him too much. Abe Vigoda is just the old guy who works on fries.
Yeah, at one point he has like an oxygen mask. Like, you can't operate that around a burner.
No, probably not the best idea. Then you have Ed.
Yeah.
And Spatch, who's... Nonverbal?
I would say nonverbal.
Yeah. And not a people person, Ed puts it that way. You have Sinbad in this movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
Who just... I love his stand-up. I always thought he was super funny.
I never listened to his stand-up, but I'm assuming that he's angry like Louis Black? No?
No. Oh. His comedy is very vanilla. It actually is. It's honestly not like too crazy.
Like he doesn't swear in his raps, sell records.
Right. He mostly talks about like how kids don't appreciate. His big like thing is like kids don't appreciate things these days. He's like, oh, your kids are wearing $400 sneakers or stuff like that, whatever. I don't remember a fan. I do know I laugh when he... Oh, like one of his bits is he went on the Nutrisystem and they said...
Oh.
And they were telling him about... He's like, well, what if I get hungry? They go, okay, well, if you get hungry, you take this bag, you open it up and you eat one chip and then you close the bag again.
Oh, no.
He's like, ma'am, if I could eat one chip and then close the bag, I wouldn't need Nutrisystem.
You know, we all have that problem, Sinbad.
Yeah. Sinbad, of course, being in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, of course.
He was also in Jingle All the Way.
He was in Jingle All the Way.
Did we watch that?
Not yet.
No.
First Kid. The thing I remember about First Kid, and this is going to sound weird, but it's actually probably the first movie I can specifically remember where I was very impressed and wanted to know more about the mall.
Wow.
Because they go to the Mall of America.
Oh, the Mall of America.
Yeah. Which we've been to.
We have. And that's where I fake proposed to Andrew.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That was stuck in my head. I'm like, oh, I love Mall of America because of this movie.
Yay.
And people, if you've listened to me long enough, you know that I'm into retail.
Yes.
Heavily. So... Sinbad, of course, stuck in the 70s and 80s. He has, like, ridiculously retro...
It's like one of those large brick cell phones.
Yeah.
That you would find, like, almost like a car phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he wears... he has, like, an afro. He wears very, very loud shirts.
And he likes to decorate his home. Mm-hmm. I saw him decorating his lovely mailbox.
Yes, twice.
Twice.
Because they break it twice.
Oh, yeah. He has incredibly bad luck.
He does. I mean, it doesn't help that the person driving is bad at driving because they don't have their license.
Yeah, but also when the burger falls off the sign and smashes his car.
Yep, the second time. So the inciting incident is because Keenan, who plays Dexter in this movie, Dexter doesn't have his license, but is speeding home in his mom's Corvette, basically, and accidentally crashes into him because Ed roller skated in front of him.
Mm-hmm. And he always blames him.
Yep.
Although it wasn't his fault. He could have said that it was Dexter's fault for almost killing him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing all the things that Sinbad has been in. He does a lot of voiceover work.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was in one episode of All That.
That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, All That was...
And he had the Sinbad show.
Yeah. I mean, All That was kind of SNL training, so there was a lot of guest stars on that. And they kind of had the same formula where they would have guest stars hosting it and a music guest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kind of like a SNL Junior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was on SNCC, which was kind of the more teenager-oriented.
Oh, I loved Saturday Night Nick.
Yeah. Mm. SNCC, you had All That. Keenan and Kel was on it for a while.
And then the scary shows come on after 9.
Yeah, it was Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
And was it another one?
Well, I also watched Unsolved Mysteries, but that was on a different network, and it was super scary. Yeah. That was at 10.
Right. I remember watching the Keenan and Kel like New Millennium episode, and it was basically they did a Keenan and Kel if it was set in the year 3000. That was pretty fun. I remember that.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Yeah. Oh, this just in.
It aired at midnight on the year 2000.
Aww. I January was fearing 1st. Life at that point. someone guessed my drawing on Instagram.
Nice.
Shout out to Chris. Congrats, Chris. Yep, it was Good Burger.
Awesome.
You don't care. No, we care about our peoples. I mean, I talked about my theories. You said you had a theory of your own that you might want to expunge upon.
Oh, I think it was the capitalism thing.
Oh, really? That was...
Yeah, my...
But that was when you were a kid.
What? That I had a theory when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't remember that. It's probably something I said when and I like thought of it at the time, but I don't remember it now. Mm. When I was looking for clips for this,
yes,
one of the things I saw was a commercial for The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Oh my god, I remember. Yeah. And like right now, just the scene of her turning into a pile of goo is just in my brain.
Yeah. They show the effects. The effects do not hold up.
They don't. I mean, it was in the 90s.
Early, like mid-90s.
We still had dial-up, so. Yeah.
What was interesting, though, is that I do remember watching that show as a kid and thinking that, I don't want to say super old because that's not the right one. I thought she was like a junior or senior in high school. But she was like actually like 13, so
yeah, she's like super young.
So she was like in middle school.
Yeah.
So I was watching the commercial for her. I'm like, oh, she's a little child.
Yeah, she's totally a little kid. Yeah. It was really weird that all these adult people were like hunting her down.
Yeah. So I guess we've always kind of had that like, which I guess makes sense because Home Alone and like kids being the protagonists and adults being. The ones chasing him is not that new of a concept.
In this case, it was other kids. Because the antagonists, they're teenagers.
Yeah.
I didn't see any adult on their side that actually owns Mondo Burger.
So, yeah, there's not really... I think Kurt owns it. And I was trying to figure out, they don't really say in the show if it is a franchise or a new restaurant.
I think it's just a new restaurant.
If it's a new restaurant, they have tons of funding from somewhere.
They must be. I think that kid just is rich. I think he's rich.
Probably. You know, and he's always talking about... They don't really have a... They have a very strict training program.
And they have all these weird uniforms. They're like very, from the future.
Very futuristic. Very sleek. Very... Very 90s future.
Oh, yeah. They all thought we were going to wear, like, aluminum foil.
They're dressed like Xenon, girl of the 21st century.
Yeah, because you know that reference.
You didn't watch that Disney original movie?
No.
Well, there's like three of them, too.
Oh.
The thing I remember from that movie that stands out is that everyone drove a Volkswagen Bug.
I always wanted a Volkswagen Bug so I can paint it yellow and have little black stripes.
I also like Turby. So.
Not Reloaded. The original?
Just the car in general.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, see, I remember liking Herbie the Love Bug, but I know I watched the movie a lot, but I can't remember anything about the movie. Except
I've heard about it.
Herbie.
So let's get into in depth.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you do your research?
Oh, I mean, I think we're being pretty in depth.
I mean, we talked about how they're from Saturday. Well, one of them went on to go on to Saturday Night Live, but they originated from all that, and that a lot of them, you know, went on to successful careers. Mm. But we didn't go in depth.
Oh, I don't know what that means. You talking about the movie or the people in the movie?
The people.
Oh, I have no idea about any of them.
The people.
Yeah. I mean, we talked. They all had their careers. And I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to find some kind of scandal in this.
Oh, there's no scandal. Oh, wait a minute. So you'd have to. I do not know. This is in the periphery of my knowledge, not something I actually know about. So you're gonna have to Google this. That this is your homework to watch a video on this.
Oh, yeah.
We
give homework assignments. We're that cool teacher.
Hold on. Let me find his name. One of the writers in this show.
Or movie.
All that.
Yeah,
Dan Snyder.
Ah.
Dan Snyder. There's something about him. Dan Snyder, shall we call it scandal? Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Rumored to have abused actresses, received $7 million payout.
Yep. So there is that. So if you look that up, you'll kind of find a lot of information on that. There's a few YouTube videos about it, documentaries. I think like one of the big things was that a lot of the actresses in a lot of the shows he wrote would end up barefoot at some point on the show.
Oh, no. There's him with iCarly girl.
Miranda Cosgrove?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
He was the manager.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Oh, I should not have tried to dig deep on this. Yeah. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, so there is that.
Oh, no.
Well, there you go. There's a scandal.
I was hoping that it was more like something in the sauce.
Oh, no. You can find a recipe for the sauce online, but it is a lot of guesswork because the only things we know are in the sauce are
ketchup. There's lemon pickles. Lemon juice. I definitely saw pickles.
And he put pickles in it.
He put whole pickles in there.
Yeah. Which is probably less if he's making at home with one pot instead of like that big, big, big stew pot. It's probably like one chopped up pickle.
Maybe it leaves the essence of the pickle.
Right. It might. We don't know if they're dill pickles. We don't know if they're bread and butter pickles.
I know that you had to stir it and cook and let it simmer in a large vat on the stove top for several hours.
Yep.
That's all. I mean, honestly, I think it's just Thousand Island dressing. That's what it appears to be.
It's an orange sauce.
Or pink sauce. I see pink.
It's like an orangey pink, I guess. We do know that, like I said, so we know it has those three ingredients, and there's a recipe for it online that goes further. I do know that Good Burger recently had a pop-up in 2019 in L.A. There is a Good Burger restaurant in New York City, but I do not think...
it's in operation anymore?
Well, I was going to say, I don't think it has any actual correlation to the movie or...
oh, it just happens to be named...
called Good Burger.
I implore you, listeners, one of you guys out there needs to go and build one of these places. If you build it, they will come. Oh my gosh, please. That would be so cool. I already know via Instagram that someone has redone the car, the Good Burger car.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You have the elements there. And we need to make this happen. Just, I'm going to go into my own thing where I was talking about Ed being bilingual.
Yes. Oh, with the dogs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He can understand dogs.
Yes, the five clowns. So he's not fluent because he says four clowns, but there's five.
Aww.
He says the dog said four clowns, but there's actually five. But that could also be that the dog doesn't know how to count because the dog's a dog.
Yeah, I know. Maybe the dog's a dog and he can't count.
And the dog does not eat the Mondo Burger, which is the fakest looking patty.
It really is. I think it's just painted sponge.
Yeah, it's something to that effect. Ed does destroy Mondo Burger by pouring in all the Triamphal, which basically overloads the machine and breaks it.
That was smart on his part.
Mm-hmm. Which, the restaurant is open, but there's no one working in the kitchen to stop him doing that.
Oh, right. I think because they have an automated system, they just make the burgers on their own, you know?
But they, and I guess maybe the burgers go into the next room where they assemble the burgers?
Yes, exactly. So the patties are made by machines. Thus, they can say that they didn't put that stuff in the burgers.
Well, we do see at one point there's literally someone who's on the line putting a drop of it on
each.
Yeah,
that's right. Ugh. That's right. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They don't care about the craft.
Yeah.
Right? They just...
they want their money and that's it.
Yeah, they're just streamlining it. This is like conveyor belts. No. They're like factory-made burgers. And the other, a Good Burger is homemade with people's hands. That's why it's a good burger. Because people made it with their hands. And don't put poison in it. Number one, don't put poison in your burgers.
And Ed only is a cashier. He does not make the burgers.
No. But he lives, eats, and breathes Good Burger.
Yeah. But what I was going to get at is that he is arguably one of the more popular characters on Nickelodeon.
Yep.
As a character.
Mm-hmm.
At least from our era.
And I believe he's been reincarnated as SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's what I was trying to lead up to.
Gosh darn it.
But you...
Isn't it weird that we finish each other's theories?
Well, you took it a step further by saying reincarnated. I was just going to say is reminiscent of SpongeBob.
Oh.
Yeah. But there is
hey,
no...
words.
There are...
Reminiscent, and I said reincarnated.
Yeah, there is no Squidward, like stand-in.
I feel like Keenan would be like the Squidward, almost.
Yeah, that's
because he's always annoyed by his like goofy, happy ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Which I guess, if you think about it, we're talking about the skinny guy, like fat guy, which I think we'd have to think of a different way to say that, but. I guess that would be Squidward and SpongeBob, or Patrick, or both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kid's movie. It's a comedy. Mm-hmm. It's short. It's not
It's short and to the point.
Yeah, there's not much else to say.
There isn't. And I feel some people are getting tired.
My last thought on it is that there is a dance sequence in the middle.
Oh, I love the dance sequence. Mm-hmm. My favorite part. Let me think. Oh my God. What's my favorite part? Oh, I'm thinking. Oh, yeah. With the dog and the clowns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do have one more thing.
Oh, and they're killing Sydney.
They're killing Sydney.
Oh, goodness gracious. They're killing, he's killing Sydney. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good
stuff. So Sydney dies off screen. We don't know who Sydney is, by the way.
Rest in peace, Sydney. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's an ADR thing.
Mm, like if they added that post. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Kel also knows self-defense.
Oh.
Because when Roxanne goes to kiss him, he gets startled and flips her onto the ground.
Oh, cool.
And he does not like Keenan or Dexter physically.
Oh, that's right. He because Dexter rejected his many it wasn't advances, but he misunderstood them.
Keenan like tackles him and falls on top of him. He says, "Dexter, I like you as a friend, but not that way."
Yeah, exactly. But we thought that maybe he would be bisexual, or I thought asexual because. He doesn't think of that kind of thing.
He doesn't seem to,
no.
No. But like I said, that there is that episode with that in it.
Yes, that he was infatuated with some singer.
Yep.
But nothing wrong with any of those options.
Nope.
We'll always love you, Kel.
Right?
Oh, Ed. And it just slipped my mind. There was something that I really enjoyed. Probably. Oh, yeah. Where the customer was telling him off and said, "I'll see you in hell," and Ed thought of that was
all right. See you there. And he gives him a little wave.
Yeah, because he thought he was being really friendly, "Oh, I'll see you later," kind of thing,
joking around.
And he was like, "Oh, you." That was my favorite too. Well, this time, Ray. I believe, who's the best guesser, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right on that?
Yes.
Get ready, because...
Actually, no, she wasn't.
What?
No, she was not.
What the heck happened?
Well, she said she hasn't... when she found out the answer, she's like, "I haven't seen that movie, really."
That makes sense.
Let's see.
Because I was going to give a clue.
Yes. I mean, you can give your clue, and I'll figure out who actually got it.
For the next movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they deleted their comment.
Oh, that's weird. That's suspicious.
That is weird. That is suspicious. Or they blocked us.
Oh my gosh, there's more scandals. So many scandals. Why 2021? Why?
Womp womp.
All right, so here's the clue. And it's exciting. So you can find the clue. It's there if you just look for it. It's hidden in a can of maybe whipped cream, or is it shaving cream?
Shaving cream.
Shaving cream is what Andrew said.
You went with okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
He went with probably the most obscure thing in the movie.
Let me wag my finger at you and say, Samuel L. Jackson in the corner smoking his cigarette.
Oh, okay.
What? Is Chris Pratt going to come in here and say it better himself? No. No, he's not, because nostalgia wins all. There you go. Those are my clues.
Alrighty.
What's your clue?
I mean, I think you covered it.
Alright.
Yeah.
Oh, that jello is jiggling.
Oh, yeah. I get that one.
I was eating some jello earlier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's still here.
I don't know. This is all chaos.
So, I know, right? thought a Jeep would fall that fast? But slow at the same time.
Alrighty.
Yeah, a lot to think about. So come on with those guesses. And I think Ray will figure this out instantaneously. Thank you. And listen to us next time.
Bye. Bye.
See ya. Good afternoon. Good evening.